Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Advent and Christmas with the Church Fathers. It is the Christian saint who gives us so much of our cultural heritage, a heritage whose roots are forgotten or ignored by the many today. St. Francis Presepio was a way of reenacting the first Christmas, inviting people to imagine themselves before the Holy Family and to offer whatever devotion would well up in their hearts. Could you make your manger scene somehow a place for prayer, perhaps with a suitable chair or with fitting reading material nearby? Regarding a more Christian approach to the family Christmas tree, considering using the first Sunday of Advent to get the tree in and up at your house. Well, yeah, maybe sometime later in Advent. All right, going on. Such a tradition arose relatively late in Christianity, originating across Germany and today's Baltic states sometime in the 16th century Lutheranism. Here, the evergreen is to evoke feelings of eternity. The lights, of course, remind us of the illuminating presence of Jesus in our minds and lives, while the ornaments are usually figurines commemorating some religious event or stirring up some joyful memory, such as a family picture or well-known Christmas symbol or figure. The angel on top of the tree is to remind us of Gabriel, whom God sent to begin this epic journey, or the star who led the nations on their own journey to the Christ child. While all of this can involve much work, try to place it in prayer. Perhaps beginning the house's decorating with a decade of the rosary, using the Annunciation of the Joyful Mysteries. Also, try to remember that all of this labor is not how we win God's closeness, but is how we simply open up our homes and hearts to receive Him in childlike wonder. So, lest we limit our imagining Advent as our searching for God, we should be careful to keep in mind that this season is really about God's search for us. Out of love for a forlorn people, He leaps down from heaven. He comes yet again this year, and in fact again at every moment we allow Him. And these 4 weeks are about settling our hearts in patient hope and in joyful love, so we can receive Him as much as personally possible this year. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. The man is heading for disaster who becomes obsessed with the necessity for external activity to the exclusion of the vital source of the apostolate, which is to be found in prayer and contemplation. He will sow much and will gather nothing. He will make a great deal of noise wherever he goes, but his work will not be blessed by God. Those who are overactive and think that they can conquer the whole world, says John of the Cross, would do well to remember that they would be more useful to the church and more pleasing to God if they spent at least half their time with God in prayer. Unless neighborly love and external charity are inspired by the love of God, they are a useless sham and are often no more than the outward expression of personal ambition. On the other hand, there is something lacking in prayer and contemplation if they fail to produce good works. Love cannot be idle, and contemplation should not be mere daydreaming. If a man loves and contemplates God, he will love and contemplate his neighbor. Then he will feel the urge to dedicate himself, no matter what the sacrifice, to charitable activity on his neighbor's behalf. There is a moment in every good meditation when the God life enters our life, and another moment when our life enters the God life. These events transform us utterly. Sick, nervous, fearful individuals are made well by this communion of creature with Creator, this letting of God into the soul. Fulton Sheen.